Sudip Vyapari, the host of the conference and the director of the Institute of Florida Studies, decided to enrich this year's conference by incorporating the issues of social entrepreneurship and sustainable economy. In addition, the conference should provide space for creating connections in the community and beyond.
There are many different levels of what we're trying to do, but most importantly is to bring together people from every single walk of life, academicians, traditional entrepreneurs, social entrepreneurs, researchers, government and regulatory agency members, community members, and most important of all, students. We create a hub of just trying to know who is out there doing what. And in this process, we are also making sure that we are shining the light on our local community leaders. A lot of our speakers, a lot of people who are going to be telling our story are phenomenal young people in the Tampa Bay region who are doing outstanding work.
Vyapari says tomorrow afternoon, conference participants will be able to attend four different workshops.
These are called as how to do it training workshops, one of which is in the healthcare industry. The second workshop by Ryan Yakovacci is on urban sustainable farming. We also have a very unique workshop for teachers. I always say that our teachers are so smart and they are so full of great ideas for kids, but oftentimes the limitation comes when they don't know how to fund those projects. So I'm actually having a gentleman from State Farm. His name is Jose Soto. He and Sean Nordquist from my office will be doing a workshop for the teachers to say, how do you find resources? How do you get money? And the fourth one that I have created, again, very passionate about this issue, is about veterans. And they're coming back and looking for jobs. We have a gentleman from U.S. Small Business Administration who will be sharing with these veterans what the various resources are available for them to launch their own little social entrepreneurship.
An HCC sustainability specialist, Resham Shirsat, recently came back from Uganda, where she volunteered for 2 months as a sustainability consultant for the largest steel mill in East Africa and helped them develop their corporate responsibility project. Shirsat is moderating and sitting on a panel called Global and Local Impacts. She highlighted that during this conference, anyone can contribute to the program.
We do a lot of talking at conferences and formal presentations, and we're trying to move away from that model and have more of a conversation with our audience. So after our panel speakers present, we want everyone to go to another area and actually sit down at the table, write out some bullet points. What is our call to action? What are we asking the community to do? How can we make these things happen here in Tampa, nationally and globally? So that way we have a list, a call to action list at the end of that process.
Nathan Fife, one of the panelists, is speaking about aquaponics and a business he is creating with his four friends.
Aquaponics is the mixture of hydroponics and aquaculture, and we use the two to work together. Fish produce waste, and that provides nutrients for the plants. And the plants, in turn, in the medium that they grow in, provide the filtration for the fish. So we hope to combine the two and build a business that maximizes the revenue, selling plants and vegetables, growing organically and selling local to businesses and to consumers.
The conference hosts decided to lead by example when they offered the food and drink vending space to the new social entrepreneurs. Brian Watts from Porchside Coffee and Tea Company started his business 4 months ago.
All of our coffees come from sustainable environments. We encourage our customers to be more aware of sustainability, and we buy and roast and purchase all of our products with sustainability in mind.
The workshops, panels, and lectures of the Beyond Sustainability Conference continue tomorrow at the Performing Arts Building at the HCC campus in Ybor. Our website, wmnf.org/news, has more information. For WMNF News, I am Lenka Davis in Ybor City.